Coming to you live from the Dutch Hill Studios, this
is
the Stoops of Hazzard Show!
The Stoops of Hazzard Show!
The Stoops of Hazzard Show!
What's up, everybody out there? This is the Skooks of Hazzard Show. This is episode 40-something, 42. I think it's 42. I'm pretty sure it's 42, but if I'm wrong, I will correct myself later in the episode because right now we're doing a little pre-recording before the actual show recording. Everybody knows this is a comedy show. We're pretty ridiculous on this show. We don't take too much serious, but every now and again, there's something serious that we need to talk about. So this week, I have in the studio with me John Sienkiewicz of Safer Streets for Tamaqua's Little Feet. John, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you?
I'm great. And John and I have known each other for, I've known John for almost 20 years now. And we just got reconnected about a week ago. And, you know, all this new stuff I'm learning about, these organizations that help people who are addicted to drugs in the community get help. And why don't you elaborate a little bit more, because I know I'm not doing it justice.
I certainly will. We started an organization called Safer Streets for Tamaqua's Little Feet. It is a nonprofit organization where we aid in education with the schools, with children, parents, grandparents, help provide support. Our big objective is to aid in people's recovery as well as getting them into rehabs. We've kind of teamed up a little bit with a few organizations around the area. One of the things we like to bring to people's attention is the fact that these people are not just addicts.
Right.
They're not scumbags, pieces of shit like people call them.
Yeah, there's a stigma around drug use. I mean, and a lot of people, which, you know, you can't necessarily blame people for feeling like that, but they have to see the human side of the problem. These people aren't pieces of shit. They aren't losers. They're somebody's son, they're somebody's daughter, they're somebody's husband, they're somebody's father, and they need help, and you're here providing that help for people.
Correct.
And tell people how they can get a hold of you, because I mean, from what I've learned in the last couple of days talking to you, you've got to have your head on a swivel. I mean, you probably get 30-40 calls since we've been hanging out tonight for the last couple of hours. Their phone rings nonstop, and basically all you do is help people who have family members who are drug addicts, and you help people get into rehab. You help people who have gone through the rehab process. You help them acclimate back into regular society. I mean, these guys do a lot of really cool things for people that, you know, normally there's nobody there. There's no safety net for these people. There's nowhere to turn to. I mean, who do you go to if you're a heroin addict? There's people out there, is basically what we want you to know. There's people out there that are going to help you. Tell people how they can get a hold of you and get involved with your organization if they want to get involved, because we, you know, you do need a lot of volunteers for this kind of work. So give everybody the rundown of contact information, where they can find you, where they can reach you.
We can be reached primarily through Facebook. Safer Streets for Tamaqua's Little Feet is our group page, and Safer Streets for Tamaqua's Little Feet is our business page. We do have contact information, which would be Tammy at 570-527-9277, John at 570-527-9278, and I'm trying to pull up the other phone number.
So, look, write these numbers down. If you have somebody in your family that could use help, there's somewhere they can go for help. It's anonymous. I mean, your name is going to be plastered all over the internet. You know, these people, these are good people, and they're here to help you. So you got the last number here?
Yes, it would be Michelle at 570-952-1042. We do follow HIPAA privacy laws We do not give out any of your information to anybody that other than clinics that we're trying to get you into.
And you guys are a nonprofit organization. Correct. I mean, you're by the books. This isn't just some Facebook page that somebody started. This is an actual nonprofit organization that is, you know, totally legit from top to bottom. And, you know, these guys are a great resource for anybody out there. I mean, look, we live in Schuylkill County. And even the surrounding, this is a huge epidemic in Pennsylvania right now. And, you know, you shouldn't be ashamed to ask for help, because there's people out there that want to help you. So, you know, if you or somebody you know needs help, look, there's a rewind button on this stupid podcast. You can go back and write these numbers down. Don't act like you didn't hear them, okay? So go write the numbers down. Now, look, some people might say, hey, how can you possibly talk about something serious and then go into something completely silly? But look, this is the Skooks of Hazzard show, and that's what we do here. We make people laugh. So even though we just talked about a very serious thing, we're gonna play this prank phone call we made. We've been sitting here trying to prank somebody and get them on the line for the last, hour and a half, and we finally got somebody. It's Travis Snyder, who is the founder of the Skook Recovers.
Correct.
Do you want to give, because I don't know a whole lot about it. You know this guy very well. So go ahead and give him a plug. Tell everybody his information, because he's the guy we prank called. Well, I prank called. Gerald prank called him. So give out the Skook Recovers information. Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay.
You can reach the Skook Recovers, Travis Snyder, Featherhawk Snyder, on Facebook through the Skook Recovers, their page. Great organization. It's a grassroots organization. They aid in many different things. They primarily help with your recovery process, keeping you involved in the community, giving back to the community. It's a very, very good
organization. And you guys work hand in hand.
Yes.
So, all right, look, we're going to play this prank call we just made to Travis. It's hilarious. Gerald called him. He has a T-shirt brand that he's trying to. It's a small company he started up called Cut Up Brand T-Shirts.
Forgive us, Travis.
Travis, we talked to him. We got his permission. Travis is an awesome dude. He's doing awesome things. But we had to mess with him a little bit, you know. So I called Travis as Gerald and tried to talk him into letting me model some of his clothing for him. So I'm gonna play that as soon as I get to it. Where did I put it? It's got to be here somewhere. Here we go. I got it. So, all right. Look, everybody, listen to this prank phone call. If you know anybody, if you are somebody that needs help with a drug addiction, call these people at Saver Streets for Tamaqua's Little Feet and Skook Recovers. They're both there to help you and your loved one or anybody you know, friend, whatever. You know, I'm babbling now. Let's get to the funny. Let's call Travis and... here you go.
Hello.
Enjoy this.
Hello.
Hi, is this Travis?
Yes, this is Travis.
Hi, Travis. This is Gerald. I'm calling. Are you the founder of the Cut Up Brand T-shirts?
Yes, I am.
Well, that's very good, because I just moved into the area and I'm looking to do some modeling work, and I was calling some local designers trying to see if I could get some, you know, modeling work. Are you looking at doing any kind of advertising for, you know, like modeling your T-shirts and everything like that on the social media accounts like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and the like?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm working on a whole new thing where we're going to be, I got a whole new line of products that I'm bringing in here for the fall.
Okay. Well, and, that sounds great. I mean, you know, just as, you know, the last guy I worked with, he seemed, you know, nice and everything like you, but, you know, I ended up in his basement, you know, passed out, you know, didn't know where I was or what was happening to me. But anyway, you know, as long as you can promise me like nothing like that's going to happen to me, then we're cool. What's the matter?
No, I mean, it's an interesting thing that you just said.
Well, listen, it wasn't a very funny thing when it was happening to me.
Yeah, I know. I'm not laughing at you at the situation, but
I mean, that's not a nice thing to do. You just don't laugh at somebody's kind of. I mean, if something bad ever happened to you, you want me to laugh at it? You ever have a dog die?
What's your name again?
My name is Gerald.
Where are you from, Gerald?
I'm from Schuylkill County now. I just moved here. Excuse me. And now
right on,
I'm back to business. what's up? Can we get together and do some of this modeling? You know, like, do you have a camera at your house?
Look, man, I actually don't do anything like that. Like, as far as modeling goes, if you want to model a cut-up underwear, you can buy some on the website, man.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, as long as there's no full frontal nudity involved, because I'm not, you know, too proud of what I got working, what I'm working with down here. So, I mean, as long as it's just t-shirt modeling, we're good. You know what I'm saying? As long as I don't have any kind of bad experience.
Yeah, man. Well, look, dude, I got your number, man. I'll shoot you my email address, and you can send me some more info on exactly what you
want to
do, my friend.
I mean, you want me to take some pictures of myself? Is that, should I email some stuff to you?
No, man. It's cool.
I mean, listen, if the price is right, I will do full frontal nudity.
All right, man.
Well, I mean, what kind of money are we talking now? Travis.
So there you go. There's the prank call that we just made. We're sitting here giggling like little kids at it. John, you and Tammy, doing awesome things here in the Skook. So appreciate all your efforts and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Soft spoken man, but he does big things. He's got a small voice, but does big things. That's what this guy's MO is. All right, look, people, what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to probably play the intro again, and it'll be me and Josh on the back end of this podcast. So, all right, look, safer streets for Tamaqua's little feet and Skook recovers. Thank you, Travis, for being a good sport about the prank call. All right, everybody, you got the info? Now do something with it. Thank you.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. 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 The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
What's up, everybody? It's the Skooks of Hazzard Show. It's part two. Of episode 42, and I got Josh and surprise, surprise, special guest today, Brandon.
Hey,
what's up, dude?
What's up?
Kind of last minute that you're here, but we're gonna have fun today.
Yes,
because Sean is absent. How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just super excited to see our friend Brandon in the studio today.
I know we haven't gotten to hang out. Well, Brandon and I went. We were boat riding out in Lake Hato a few months ago. That was the last time I saw you. How you been since then?
I've been doing good.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear. Josh, how was your week? 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks since we did a show.
2 weeks.
How's your 2 weeks been?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah, I invented a new kind of desk razor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because my, desks grow hair and whatnot, obviously, so.
Sure.
Yeah, I was busy doing that for a little while.
That's understandable.
Something on the go.
Well, now this weekend is Labor Day weekend, and everybody's, having fun and out picnicking.
3 day weekend, yep. Baby.
Picnics.
Went to a little picnic last night. That was kind of fun. We did some kebabs.
You kebabbed it? You went kebabbing?
Yep, right on the bobby.
Yeah, went kebabbing for apples.
Yep, it was delicious, too. I had Granny Smith out back.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Nailed her.
Well, yeah. So, look, this is part two. We're picking up where we left off, where I left off 2 days ago. It's Sunday now. The first part of this, which you just listened to, the first 10 minutes was recorded on Friday with the guys from Safer Streets for Tamaqua's Little Feet. John and Tammy were here.
Yeah, I was not in the studio
Josh
for that
was
at
not
all.
Here for that. We did a little thing. It was kind of impromptu, but yeah,
and
definitely.
You wouldn't know. It's flawless.
It's
you,
so
you
well
think
produced.
I was there the whole time. Yeah,
the show is well produced.
Still kicking ass too. We're definitely higher than DJ Jazzy Jeff still.
We came in. This is amazing. We came in at number two in all of talk in the entire world. So hold on. Let me get. I'm never prepared fully, Brandon, for these shows. So I need. I do this applause thing, and it really goes over well when we say something that you know, warrants a round of applause. So, like, what I just said, we're number two in all of talk.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh.
The people love it.
Yeah. Our studio audience.
We're beloved.
Yeah, they really dig us here in the Skook.
So, yeah, so, anyway, Savor Streets for Tamagua's Little Feet, John and Tammy Sienkiewicz, all the information is there. They're awesome people. They do awesome things in the town. And, yeah, so there's that. So let's get into the funny, the super funny. You guys like that prank call?
Yeah.
Start off the show?
Yeah, calling, it was really good.
Calling Travis of the Skooker Covers.
Well, I think totally. It's just nice for Gerald to come in and, you know, do that for free.
Yeah. You
know?
Gerald got him, and he wanted to be a model. You know, Gerald's got aspirations. He's got big dreams, that guy.
Zoolander
and
3 Asperger's. Starring Gerald Lipschitz.
Yeah, he's fucking, he's one hell of a model.
As Zoolander. Because I think Ben Stiller said he's done, you know, doing funny stuff.
Sure, yeah. Oh, hey, come on in, dog.
Hey,
my
buddy.
Dog just busted the door down. So look, let's, Brandon, get up and shut the door. All right, please. Okay. Let's move on. Well, there's some funny news we're going to talk about real quick.
Well, the funny news is you just got this dog, right?
Yeah, I just got this stupid dog off my stupid neighbor.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have the audience go ahead and name the dog because, you know, buddy, it's just so common. I think we need to let our listeners do that.
Let the listeners.
Think?
How can they reach us, Josh?
Oh, they could reach us at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
Oh, well, it's so simple.
And they can also reach us on Facebook.
Facebook,
yeah.
And at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com. Why don't you assholes out there message us? Email us, please. There's plenty of you that listen to the fucking show. One of you can send in an email once in a while. I mean,
yeah.
Jesus, you're breaking Josh's fucking heart over here.
I know,
here.
I'm so sad. I'm gonna fucking
he always comes in
crying,
this fucking guy over here.
You pricks. But anyway.
So what, you got some news over there. I got some news over here.
Okay.
What do you got?
Well, speaking of.
Oh, you know what? We can't fucking just start talking about a news segment without playing the news theme song.
That's true.
Farmers Insurance will not be happy. We got to play the jingles, Brandon. Did you ever hear this before?
No.
Now, new things you need know. About the-
I love it. That's the best.
Yeah, that's what we
cracks me up every time.
So,
so just to explain to Brandon, he's got a puzzled look on his face. It's things you need to know
about.
Yeah,
it's basically headlines.
You get
it? Current events and
they're
new and you need to know about them.
You need to know about them.
So a segue from naming your dog, the naming rights of your dog.
Sure.
The Philadelphia Zoo is. Just graced with a new lowland gorilla.
Oh yeah, interesting.
And they're having people name the beast.
They want people to name this lowland gorilla.
And the social media favorite. Can anybody guess?
I'm gonna go out on a limb, and this is very suspenseful.
You don't know?
No.
Very suspenseful. I'm
okay,
going to say Harambe.
One. That is correct.
It had to be.
Yeah.
No.
It is. Yeah.
You're kidding.
The social media favorite is Harambe.
I'm down with that. I like that idea because they took our beloved Harambe away from us.
And here's the thing. They're going to build this guy a moat. And
twice as big.
Yep.
Because gorillas love moats.
They do.
Especially lowland gorillas.
Yes.
And is this a new... How old is this gorilla?
It's only a couple days old.
Well, how old? Harambe was fucking like in his 20s.
This gorilla was born August 26th.
Harambe was born in 99. I think I saw. Well, yeah, I sent you that picture the other day.
Yeah,
R.I.P. Harambe.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do to each other.
Yeah, we send each other stuff.
Harambe might be the funniest running joke in the history of the show. I love it. And to not to be a copycat or anything, here's my new story. College petition for new dorm to be named after Harambe.
Really?
I'm serious. A petition calls for residence hall at Eastern Kentucky University to be renamed after slain Cincinnati Zoo gorilla Harambe. WLEX's Patrick Price reports. You want to listen to it?
For some students, its name is almost as important as the building itself.
And we're just like, oh, the new hall. Okay, we know what we're talking about. I don't think I would even be upset if that really went through and it happened.
But the petition to name EKU's newest dorm isn't what some students expected.
Honestly, just thought it was a joke. They're going to name the new hall Harambe.
That's right, Harambe.
This
the
is
gorilla
great.
Who was shot and killed earlier this year at the Cincinnati
Zoo. Oh, they show
Zoo.
Video
I mean,
of
on
it.
On our college campus,
That's
we
terrible.
Do like to... Not necessarily goof off, but we do like to bring attention to some of the not serious things, I guess.
It's not the first time students have pushed for.
Are
the
they
going
to put a moat around this?
They have to.
Last year, another petition circulated to have the dorm named after fallen officer Daniel Ellis.
In 10 years, if someone came here, I'd
wait a minute.
Like know who the.
So these fucking kids opted to not name the building after a slain police officer. And opted for the slain gorilla.
Good choice.
Good yep. choice.
I guess.
This is where our tax dollars... Wait, it's
Kentucky.
It's
probably...
Taylor Moore
yeah,
lives
it's not
in the
our
new
tax
dorm,
dollars.
No,
it's
not anymore.
Perfect way to start her sophomore year. She's hoping the name will be special to not only EKU, but the city of Richmond.
I just think it means a little more to our campus. When
all right, this
the
is fucking ridiculous.
Done.
You're over. You're done with Harambe the gorilla.
Rest in peace.
Harambe Hall.
Yep, rest in peace.
What else you got over there, Josh?
Well, some asshole up in New York at the state fair went ahead and damaged a Justin Bieber sand sculpture.
Why? What would possess you to do that?
Bath salts and a hatred for all things Bieber, I guess.
So
yes. And sand.
So somebody had somebody had constructed this sand sculpture.
Yes.
And how long had it been around for?
Well, all right. Now, Bieber's likeness was part of a 200-ton sand sculpture depicting artists who performed at the fair's old grandstand, which, by the way, was imploded in January.
Sure.
So Bieber's face appeared near the base of the sculpture. He was below the Charlie Daniels Band.
Okay.
And singer Charlie Pride.
Yeah.
And to the left, Steve Martin.
Huh.
The actor.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it's a regular beach museum.
If anybody has information on who the culprit was, congrats to him. If you know him,
uh-huh.
Tell him I said congratulations because Bieber's. Black.
Yeah, we get it.
So anyway,
we get it. So look, is that it?
No, there's
Oh, we got more?
Yeah, I think there's something else we got here.
Well, go for it.
Okay. A Florida man was recently arrested after using his wanted poster as a Facebook photo.
Oh, that's not very smart.
No, not at all. This guy's pretty dumb.
Yeah, I'll say. He should be the dumbest criminal of the week.
His name is Mac Yearwood.
Yeah, it sounds stupid.
Yep.
He just sounds stupid.
He is.
If you'd have told
dumb.
Me your name's Mac Yearwood, I'd say, well, you sound pretty fucking stupid.
Well, after he posted that, I guess police were able to locate him. And mm-hmm. then when they found him, I guess they were patting him down and a bag of weed fell out of his pocket.
No.
Well, so that's terrible. He was wanted for violation of probation and mm-hmm. two counts of battery and received an additional charge of cannabis under 20 grams.
Whatever. Yeah. Brandon, what do you think?
Who is this?
Mac Yearwood.
Mac Yearwood.
Mac Yearwood, you dummy. What do you think, Brandon?
He's a real fucking prick, right?
I think
right?
you should let him go.
Yeah, let him go.
Okay.
All right, well said. All right, look, people, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and we got a real funny bit we're going to do next segment. What is it called, Josh? It's called
Authors and Their Masterpieces.
Authors. Like
authors.
Arthur Ashe, the tennis player?
Yes.
Oh, like author.
Author.
Authors and Their Masterpieces. I got it. Okay. That sounds even more fun. Look, we're going to go on a break and we will be right back with more of everybody's favorite Skooks of Hazzard show. So don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Yo, Snow, they came around looking for you the other day.
Word, bust it.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I'll keep on bum bam. Take the man that says, say that I'm a stormy, stand somewhere down the lane. I'll keep on bum bam. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I'll keep on bum bam. Take the man that says, say that I'm a stormy, stand somewhere down the lane. I'll keep on bum bam. He said, I'm gonna call me, now they blow down my door. Rain took a part through my window, so they put me in the back of the car at the station. From that point on, I reached my destination, where the destination region had a east detention. Where the look down the pants, look up my bottom. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I'll keep boom boom damn. Take the man that says that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I'll keep boom boom damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam.
then I'm a storm and stop somewhere down the lane. And they keep on bum dance, so big on them all, they think they have more power. They on the phone, me say they want a war. Me for once I use it once and now me call me lover. Lover who me calling on the one tell me. And me lover you my heart down to my belly. Yes, and I'm a storm, I feel cool and deadly. Yes, the one MC Shine and the one that is snow. Together we all have a Mr. Tornado Informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I keep boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I keep boom, boom, damn. Informer. You know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I keep boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I keep boom, boom, damn. So, listen for me, you better listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Bring me the rubber, the mic, the foam, the rock on steady. You see that I'm a snowman, you have the heart to cut down. But I'm not in and out of the dance, I miss where you come from. People them say you come from Jamaica. But me born and raised in the ghetto, no one tell for no. Pure black people, man, is all a man know. Yeah, my shoes are them tear up and my toes just a show. When me a ballin', I'm the one to run to. So informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Come with a nice young lady. Intelligent, yes, she jungle in Ari. Everywhere me go, me never left for a tally. You say that it's no me, I the rum dance man. Rum it in a dance, I lay in a nation. You never know, say that I'm a stormy, I the boom shaka. Tell me, never lay you down flat, and now I'm can't board banks. You say that I'm a stormy, I go reaching at the top. So, informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like keep boom boom damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a stormy, start somewhere down the lane. I like keep boom boom damn. Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, then I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Why worry? Why worry? Anyway, anyway.
Been sitting around cool with my dibby dibby girl. Police knock my door, lick up my pal. Rough me up and I can't do a thing. Pick up my line when my telephone ring. Take me to the station, black up my hands. Trail me down cause I'm hanging. Turn informer,
you know, say that I'm a snowman, I go glam. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Take them on the city, say that I'm a snowman, stop somewhere down the lane. I like it, boom, boom, damn. Informer, you know, say that.
All right, everybody, we're back with more of the Skooks of Hazzard show. How'd everybody like that song? We're going the way of the one-hit wonder again, aren't we?
I think we are, yeah.
Might be another reoccurring thing this week.
I feel like that song would have been amazing to do in the karaoke. The contest we did a couple weeks ago. That was so much fun. Yeah, I did win with my
single vote.
Yeah, my one vote.
We had a karaoke, Brandon. We had a karaoke song. What?
What song did I do? Sing? Oh, yes. I did No Diggity in the style of Robert Goulet.
Yeah. And I did Yellow Ledbetter by Eddie Vedder's half brother Ned Vedder.
Oh, Ned Vedder.
Yeah, so I sang.
I met Ned one time.
Did you?
Yep.
You know Ned?
In an elevator.
I heard you. I'm pretty sure I saw when I was at Barnes and Noble's once. I'm pretty sure I saw a book on the shelf by Ned Vedder.
Really?
So yeah, oddly enough,
as a misprint,
which is a great segue into our next segment, which. Damn it, we should have made a jingle for it, but we didn't.
No, we didn't.
We totally forgot before we started. So let's all sing a song. What's this bit called?
It's called Authors and Their Masterpieces.
All right, so on three, let's make up a song together
as a
jingle intro, okay? One, two, three, go. Authors and their masterpieces. Authors and their masterpieces, baby. Okay, great. That was awesome.
Awful, you mean?
It was better. We'll mix it in post.
Yeah.
It'll sound better.
Yeah, we'll put some reverb on that.
We should have thought about harmonizing, maybe.
Yeah.
You want to try it again? Let's do it one more time so we can throw some reverb on it.
All right. And one, two, and one. Authors. No, it's not working.
Wait. Right.
No.
Moving along.
All right. So, yeah, basically, here's the premise of the bit. Okay. There's a author, a book title, and a synopsis, okay? So
And for those of you who don't know what a synopsis is.
Please explain
Brandon
that.
Didn't know what a synopsis is because
I never even heard that. I thought it was an ice cream flavor.
He was always in remedial reading. Okay?
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm just teasing him. A synopsis is a little tiny one paragraph or a couple sentence explanation of the gist of the book. Okay?
Or one sentence. We'll go.
Whatever.
With. Yeah.
It's a short little
summary description yes.
of the book.
All right, I'm going to start us off.
Okay. So we're just going to pick up each other's. We've all written down the master joke writers that we are. We've written down the book title, the author, and a synopsis. So hopefully we're all going to get a good laugh out of this bit. So Josh, take it away, buddy.
Okay, this first book is called Afraid Not. by Robin Williams. It's a
who did that?
It's a coffee table book about knot tying.
Sure.
Afraid Not.
Sure. Has nothing to do with the fact that he hung himself, right?
Right.
Whose turn?
Well,
I'll go next.
Okay. Brandon, you're up.
Book title: How to Sound Like a World-Class Singer in No Time. By Ned Vedder. I guess that's Ed Vedder's brother.
Half-brother.
Half-brother,
Ned Vedder.
The synopsis. Ned Vedder walks you through tricks of the trade and singing by teaching you secrets like, number one, gargling with bleach, number two, smoking lots of cigarettes, and number three, licking your lips.
That's what the book's about.
Yes.
Very cool.
Just a few tips in the book.
That was Ned Vedder's Guide to Singing Good. Whatever it was. I forget. I wrote it, but I forget it. Here we go. Intro to Extreme Sports by Stephen Hawking. This has Josh's name written all over it. A man overcomes all odds and becomes the first paraplegic to play a bocce ball in space. Perfect. So even in space, he's still paralyzed. He won't have use of his arms and legs. So he probably just will have to hit it with his head.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right.
Josh, you're up.
Tall Jesus.
Did you just say tall Jesus?
No. I said, oh, Jesus.
Okay.
This book is entitled Crowd Control.
Okay.
By author Dylan Roof.
Ooh. Ouch.
Wow,
Brandon, you're terrible.
There's no synopsis on this. It's a thriller.
Yes, it's a thriller. That's all you need.
Good Lord. Brandon, you're up.
You probably see how that one turned
out.
Now
you're going to read one of my books.
All right. Things That Shouldn't Be Abbreviated by Eric Steven. Eric explains to us that the dummies on that show, CSI, call a gunshot wound a GSW, which doesn't make sense because it takes longer to say the abbreviation than it does an actual phrase. Go ahead, try it. I'm right.
Seriously, yeah, I wrote that book. Listen, here's the whole premise. Gunshot wound, they abbreviated GSW. It takes longer to say GSW than it does gunshot wound. Gunshot wound is three syllables. GSW is five. It takes longer to say the abbreviation.
I'm sure that's right, police terminology there.
Yeah.
I got a GSW.
But the whole point of listen to me. The whole point of an abbreviation is to shorten up the bigger word.
Oh, I understand.
Get it?
Yeah.
That's where the joke is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, moving along.
Okay.
My turn.
Yep.
I got Josh's book here. The next book in Josh's list is Planning Homosexual Weddings by Kim Davis. As we all remember, Kim Davis was the martyr. She didn't die, but she was put in jail for refusing to give marriage licenses to gay couples in, what was it, Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Yeah, fucking Kentucky. What a place. They spent $100 million on building a fucking ark, but the people that love each other can't get married.
And a building named after Harambe.
What the fucking... Get rid of Kentucky. We don't need them. They're fucking...
So what's this book
they're
about?
They're out of the union. This book...
What was the title of it?
Planning Homosexual Weddings by Kim Davis is a desperate woman races against time to get her paperwork completed, plus tips on ways to save money on your special day. There. That's Kim Davis' Homosexual Wedding Planning. Josh...
Okay, this next book that we have here is Michael J. Fox's Guide to Scrimshawing.
What the hell is scrimshawing? Hold up. What is scrimshawing?
No idea.
Brandon, please tell us what Scrimshaw is.
Scrimshaw is art where they carve hand intricate art onto a ivory tusk of a walrus or something, telling a story.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Shit.
You knew what that was, but you didn't know what synopsis was?
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on here. It's a poignant, it's a poignant look at an age-old tradition of the innate way of...
Inuit.
Oh,
Inuit.
Oh, that's not how you spell Inuit. The close Inuit enough. Way of life, handcrafted onto the walrus tusk and preserving it for the ages.
Oh, my Lord.
By Michael J. Fox.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yep.
I had no idea you knew about that.
Yeah, it was a really, really, really scribbly life they led.
Right. Brandon, please.
Okay.
My next book, please.
Dumpster Rape for Dummies by Brock Turner.
Oh, God.
World famous celebrity and pioneered a new popular trend, dumpster raping drunk girls. Takes us through his training regimen and how he prepares both mentally and physically for the upcoming rape.
Okay. Whoa. It's a new thing. It's a trend.
Well, yeah.
Don't me and this guy's talking about the Arizona movie theater shooter. This was just a little dumpster rape.
Yeah, just a little.
Nobody died.
Yeah, you can't take her to a hotel room or nothing. You got to rape her
well,
behind the
back
say,
of Burger
King. Well, let's
you know King. What? The dumpster rape actually lasted a lot longer than his jail sentence.
Yeah.
Right
it was
next
very
to
short.
The grease barrel.
Okay, next book in Josh's to read list here. The Guide to Server Security by Hillary Clinton. This is a story about Hillary Clinton's expertise in all things private. Deluxe edition comes with centerfold of Mrs. Clinton's filthy vagina. That's terribly disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Mm. It's quite an epic novel.
Sure
I expect she
mess.
Has a full bush.
It's a hairy mess. Josh.
Yeah.
Next book in Brandon's list.
Always the Victim,
mm-hmm.
written by Jerry Sandusky.
Ew.
It's memoirs about Jerry Sandusky's role reversal fetish.
Okay. That's sick. Oh. Jesus Lord. Brandon, next, please.
Ow, my head hurts. By Harambe. Harambe gives in a detail about that fateful day when his brains were splattered about the lone gunman named Chuck Yoder.
Wait, read that again. Read the synopsis again.
All right. Harambe gives in the detail about...
He goes into detail.
Oh.
Jesus, he can't read either.
Well, he could do it beyond the grave, I'm guessing.
Harambe goes into detail about the fateful day when his brains were splattered about. That's what it says.
By a lone gunman.
Chuck Yoder.
Chuck. Chuck Yoder?
I think that's the Chuck that, emails the show. With his jingles and commit suicide? That Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure
I
that's
know.
The Chuck.
Yeah, I know Suicide Chuck.
I'm pretty sure he's, Suicide Chuck Yoder. It's his nickname, Suicide. How to Practice Christianity. That's is written by Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Okay.
He was the ISIS leader.
Oh, okay. Is that how you really pronounce it? How do you say it?
Abu.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Baghdadi. Yeah. Okay, ISIS leader defects to learn and... let me start over here. ISIS leader defects to learn and live in the ways of Christ. Will we finally have the first Muslim pope? Read on. That's good. I like that.
Yep, Muslim popes.
The Muslim pope will be... it's new.
Okay, and here we go. This next one is called Staying True to Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
A book co-written by Caitlin and Bruce Jenner. And it's on your transition and the feelings that come with it through basic cooking skills.
Surprising. I didn't think that book would be about that.
Yeah, what a better way to open up about it than baking some brownies.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon, next one on my list.
A Guide to Life in the Big House by Martha Stewart.
Wait, hold on.
Stewart.
Listen. Okay, let me stop you. I am going to isolate what you just said, and it is going to be our new jingle. It's going to next show. What he just said Martha Stewart's last name is, we are going to isolate that and make it a fucking jingle, because that might have been the funniest. How do you mispronounce Martha Stewart? First off,
this is my first time on the air.
Oh,
that's
stop.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Hey, you're speaking English.
Yes.
Yeah, but I was, you know, I was nervous
we're
my first time.
Fun, guys.
Oh, and they have a speech impediment.
Come on. Oh, stop. Go ahead. No, I'm kidding.
Fuck,
go ahead.
Shit. All ass. Right.
Pussy. Cocksucker. Pussy farts.
Pussy smells.
Go ahead, Brandon. Start
a
over.
Guide to Life in the Big House by Martha Stewart.
Where? There you go.
A poignant story about a scared woman desperately trying to make toilet wine to use as a bribe to try to avoid being raped.
That's what it's about.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
All cut up hot dogs in that cell.
Ew. A Guide to Black Lives Matter by David Duke. Well, that's ironic. A white supremacist goes to a Halloween party at the local office of the NAACP dressed as DJ Jazzy Jeff and learns a valuable lesson about twerking. That's all over the place. And you know, just so everybody knows out there, we are in direct competition with DJ Jazzy Jeff, and we fucking kill him every week.
Every week.
Number
we do.
Two in yep. all talk. Go fuck yourself, Jazzy Jeff.
All right, this next one. I can't fight this feeling anymore. It's an autobiography on the lives of the band Foreigner.
Oh.
Written by Stephen Hawkins.
Stephen Hawkins?
Hawking.
Hawking.
That G looks like an S.
Well, why would he be writing a book about Foreigner?
Because he can't fight the feeling.
Oh. I sort of get it. Okay. Go ahead, Brandon.
I thought it was pretty fucking good.
I thought it was
what
funny.
I gather.
Yeah, when all three of us get it.
Well, I got it too.
Okay, how here to win go. Olympic gold medals, written by the Olympic team from Trinidad and Tobago.
Well, okay.
A sequel to the book Cool Runnings. These ill-tempered Trinidadians and Toboggans will do anything, including murder, to win the gold.
You know, they won zero medals.
Zero.
Too. Zero.
Zero.
Sucks
absolute
for them.
Zero. This one I have in my hand is called Tombs for Tots, co-written by the residents of the Isle of Lesbos. Okay. And a little synopsis, fiction drama that documents how the brave townsfolk defend themselves against the refugee children of Syria and their inflatable war rafts and pool noodles.
Jeez.
They have pool noodles.
Yes, they do, but they won't save them.
We don't. We have a raft made out of sticks, but we have pool noodles.
Okay.
Okay.
I have one. This book is entitled Stargazing.
Okay.
It's an autobiography book by Helen Keller.
Okay. Wow, that is so ironic because you're probably getting ready to read a Helen Keller one, too. We think alike, Brandon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
40 Helens.
Go ahead.
Especially with people that are mute.
No, wait. Go ahead. Read that again, Josh, because was that all it was?
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, Stargazing by Helen Keller.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my Helen Keller book that Brandon's about to read goes into a little more detail about her life. So go ahead, Brandon.
Okay, this is a book about Helen Keller. It's called Wawaduba Abaduaha. Helen Keller speaks candidly about her struggles in life. And I goof.
Wait, no. And I goof. And I quote.
Oh, and I. Wait. All right. And then it's Helen
start
Keller.
Over. Start the synopsis over.
All right.
And I goof.
Helen Keller speaks candidly about her struggles in life. And I quote, Wawa duwa, du baba du, baba, hu ha du bubu, da wawa du wawa.
That's my Helen Keller book. I like it. Is it my turn?
That's offensive as
fuck. It's great. Don't knock it.
It's authentic.
Until I try it or
is
what?
Is this it? Is
yeah, that's the last one.
Oh, my dear Christ. I need to play a sound jingle here. Drum roll for dramatic effect. Okay. My Personal Book on Morality by Bill Cosby. All right. This is a fantastic two-page saga that describes the orifices that Bill Cosby would stick his Mortimer Ichabod marker into. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. That's a good one to end on, and the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, they do.
All right, people, I hope you enjoyed Authors and their masterpieces, because I had fun. That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, good job,
well
everybody.
Done,
thanks,
gentlemen.
Eric.
All right, guys, look, we're going to go on another break, a very short break. Listen to this other one-hit wonder that we've dug up from the deep, dark depths of the 90s. So, all right, good talk. All right, people, we're going on break. We'll be right back. More Skooks and Hazard Show.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. When you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
Hey everybody, how you doing out there? We're back with more of the Skooks of Hazard show. Hey, you remember, you guys remember about maybe like 3-4 minutes ago when I said that this song we just listened to was from the 90s? Actually, I was wrong. It's from the 80s.
1988.
On the verge of the 90s.
The verge.
Just the verge. It was back on the verge of the 90s. So look, hey, we've had a blast doing the show this week. A lot of good stuff at the beginning about the safer streets for Tamaqua's little feet. We had fun doing authors and their masterpieces. So look, people, we're going to close out the show this week. And we're going to do, I've done this before, you know, just a little bit. So anybody who listens to the show on a regular basis knows Ivona. Ivona is the text-to-speech program that we found that says whatever you tell it to say, right?
So, but in a different accent. But I think it there's does 51 all, different accents.
It does all the accents that you Great could tool. Ever imagine. And we're gonna do. I got a copy and paste here. We all wrote down some funny things. Like for instance, this is one of the ones that Josh came up with. So let me just paste this in here. And
Mike Hunt was murdered recently.
Justin's a little tiny American boy.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Mike Hunt was murdered recently.
See, now here's the thing that makes it funny, people. We can see, here's Jennifer. Here's Jennifer saying it.
Mike Hunt was murdered recently.
Mike Hunt was murdered recently. Do you want to hear it in a British accent?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Mike Hunt was murdered recently.
Oh,
Brian.
I'm sorry to hear about your cunt, Brian.
Dying.
Emma?
Mike Hunt was murdered recently.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. How about French? Céline?
Mike Hunt was murdered recently.
That didn't translate too good.
It didn't play well.
That didn't go over so well. So here, let's... this is a great way to cap off the show. It's silly, it's funny, and it's inventive and innovative, and I'm just killing time till I copy and paste. All right, here's the... Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Let me get back here. I'll start them all off in English so you can hear what they're saying. Here's Joey.
Sean drives a little bitch car.
I didn't type that, Sean. I just want you to know that. I did not type that. Here, maybe it would be less offensive if it's in an Australian accent.
Sean drives a little bitch car.
Sean.
No, it still has all its girth to it, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's still offensive. So, Sean, I'm sorry, dude.
Well, let's hear it in Danish.
Oh, I accidentally took it off. I apologize. We'll do the next one. Here.
Martha Stewdo cooks some good shit.
Martha Stewdo.
You all know Martha Stewdo.
Who's Martha Stewdo, Brandon?
Martha Stewdo cooks some good shit.
Let's go Danish.
You want to go Danish for that one?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Danish. Here we go. Mads. This is the name of this person.
Martha Stewdo cooks some good shit.
Does she now? Martha Stewdo. She's a very famous cook that Brandon invented. Here, let's try this one. I'll do a little copying and do a little pasting.
Think about throwing it down.
And I'll make it American. Sally. How about Sally?
I'm voting for the demon inside Hillary Clinton.
Oh, boy. She's voting for the demon inside of Hillary Clinton.
Do that one in Welsh, then.
English Indian?
I'm voting for the demon inside Hillary Clinton.
Welsh? I don't know how good this will be, but let's see.
I'm voting for the demon inside Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
Do Polish.
Polish?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do some Polish. Let's see here. Down to the Polacks.
And go with Ewa.
Ewa? All right, here we go. Ewa?
I'm voting for the demon inside Hillary Clinton.
Okay. Whoa. All right. Talk amongst yourselves till I get to the next one.
So how you doing over there, Brandon?
I'm doing great.
good. You're real natural at this.
Yes. Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. So here we go.
You got to cut and paste again?
I got to copy and paste this.
Oh, copy thing. And paste.
I'm going to copy and paste it.
Cut that shit.
And here we go.
Sean isn't here today because he had a gynecologist appointment.
Joey said
Sorry,
that.
John, I hope.
Joey? Sean, I'm serious. I had nothing to do with that.
I hope you're
I had
okay.
nothing to do with it.
Sean isn't here today because he had a gynecologist appointment.
Oh. You want to hear it in Dutch, Sean?
Yeah,
there you go.
See, Jan is not here today because he had a gynecologist appointment.
Really? How about German, Sean? Maybe this won't be so offensive.
Sean isn't here today because he had a gynecologist appointment.
What are we missing out here? Swedish. Oh, this is going to be
Astrid.
Good.
Sean isn't here today because he had a gynecologist appointment.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Oh, you forgot to get rid of the T.
Did I?
Nope.
No, it's gone. Okay, let's see here. Here's a little copy. And
these,
a little,
these accents are absolutely spot on.
Spot on, man. Like, you wouldn't think that the computer program would be so accurate like that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Hey,
technology.
Yeah, we're, you know, 2016.
Since we didn't get to plug Farmers Insurance today, we'll let the computer do it.
We are Farmers Bum Ba Dum Bum 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 Bum.
That is fucking great. Here's Brian.
We are Farmers Bum Ba Dum Bum 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 Bum.
It gets better every time.
We are Farmers Bum Ba Dum Bum 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 Bum.
Okay, good. Okay, so there's Farmers. Call them at 570-225-7070. Our friend Jamie Hammer Greenzweig. Jamie, we need chairs, so get on it, okay? Thank you, okay? Here, let's pick this one, the next one. We'll do a couple more, and then we'll call it a day.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Here we go. A little paste, and here we go.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confiant.
A confiant.
Confidant.
Oh, I spelled it wrong. Con. Hold on. We'll start it over. Oh. It's all right. Don't get mad.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Oh, way to go. That
Let's
was
hear
nice.
That one in Polish.
You want to hear it in Polish? Okay, let me get the Polish.
I love the
Jacek.
Polish.
Here is Jacek.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Wow. I don't know if I understood a single word he said.
Italian. Huh.
It's
Italian?
A really heavy accent.
It is
I
a heavy accent. Here's Giorgio.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. You're a artist, true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Oh, these are great.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's play one of Brandon's. Let me copy and paste this, Mofk. Copy, paste.
Try the paste button.
I'll paste this all over the place.
Excuse me, sir. Your balls are showing.
Oh, your balls are showing. How about Australian? Let me see. I think my mouse just died. I have to do this like this. Okay. There, a little bit of that. How about this?
Excuse me, sir. Your balls are showing.
Loses its luster a little.
Here's this. Here's another one. Brandon, we'll do two in a row for you. Okay? How does that make you feel?
Got some good ones.
Here you go.
Oops. The condom broke.
Oops. The condom broke.
That sounds like a little kid saying.
Oops. The condom broke.
Wow.
Parent at 12.
Jesus Christ. Let's see here. Let's try this one. Let me put this in the copy button. And then I'll paste it a little bit over here.
Has anyone seen my dog, Prick Bastard?
This kid's looking for his dog, Prick Bastard. If anybody were here in between segments, they'd know Josh has renamed my new dog, Prick Bastard. No longer is his name Buddy. He's Prick Bastard. But didn't you tell people to write in to the show?
If they decide they want to write into the show, they can email us at skooksahazard@hotmail.com with any suggestions.
For right now, his name's Prick Bastard.
Has anyone seen my dog, Prick Bastard?
No. No one has seen your dog, Prick Bastard.
That's a shame.
Let me see here. Let's do two more, okay? How's that sound?
Yeah, two more's fair.
Okay, two more is fair. I got to pick two that we haven't done. You know what? We're getting down to the nitty gritty here.
Save mine for last.
Which one?
Well, do the short one first and then the long one second.
Okay. Let's do this. Copy. What accent should we do here?
Go down to like Icelandic.
Oh, you want some Icelandic? Where's that?
It's after G.
I see it. I see it. Dora.
Yeah, let's.
Carl?
Yeah, Carl.
Yeah, that bastard. Let him say some stuff.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Let's get ready to rumble.
To rumble.
Rumble.
To rumble. Let's see. Welsh? Try Welsh, Gwyneth.
Let's get ready to rumble.
That was better.
Rumble.
Rumble. Ravina?
Let's get ready to rumble.
Oh, that's not so fucking enthusiastic. Jesus Christ.
Let's get ready to rumble.
All right. Let's see here. Is this the Pledge of Allegiance one?
Yeah.
Let's go out on a patriotic note.
Yep.
You think?
Yeah, and I think it's just good that other people are into saying it, you know?
Yeah, you know? This is for Colin Kaepernick.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Oh, I misspelled it. Oh, dude. That's not American. Jesus. That's not right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Oh, you better change that.
I wrote flag.
Oh, you did not.
I did so.
I copied exactly what you had down.
Shit.
That was not nice, Joshua.
That's fucked up.
Ooh-ah, Brian. Chipmunk. Here's a chipmunk saying,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Oh, well, you know what? That's a good fucking note to go out on, people. So, hey. Episode 42 is in the bag.
Thanks for coming in, Brandon. That
Brandon,
was a lot of fun, man.
Very cool having you in the studio. Josh, always a pleasure, buddy.
Yeah, I do it for you.
Yeah, he does this for free.
He does it.
We'll catch back with everybody, and I think next week we're doing a show, aren't we?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be here, though.
Fuck.
I think it might be you and Aunt Sean.
We'll try and see if Aunt Sean's going to come in. If not, then... we'll get back with everybody in a couple weeks down the road. So, all right, look, people, we had fun today. Yeah. It was a hilarious show. We love you all. Email us. Go tell some of your friends about us. Go like the Facebook page and all that jazz. So that's it. Goodbye, people.
Bye-bye.
Until next time, peace.
Peace.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.